Manu Patra alerts dated the 10th of April 2018. Supreme Court has ordered that a public notice inviting objections to sale of assets of real estate major Unitech Limited be issued for auctioning them, in order to pay back home buyers seeking refund of their money. Supreme Court has held that a person's right to choose a religion and marry is an intrinsic part of her meaningful existence, and neither the state nor patriarchal supremacy can interfere in her decision. Central Board of Direct Taxes, CBDT, has introduced a new column for transgenders in PAN application form, that is, Form 49A and Form 49AA, by amending the Income Tax Rules, 1962. Central Board of Direct Taxes, CBDT, has notified the Income Tax, Third Amendment, Rules, 2018, wherein the government has withdrawn the exemption of transport allowance of 1,600 rupees per month to the salaried class. Supreme Court has asked the central and Delhi government not to make the sealing of unauthorized constructions in the city political issue. Supreme Court has directed the governments of Haryana and the NCT of Delhi to file a comprehensive report on the living conditions in the Rohingya settlements in the said regions within 4 weeks. Delhi High Court has ordered the Income Tax Department to allow lawyers to file tax returns without their details of Aadhaar card. Delhi High Court has said that the Delhi Metro cannot shy away from paying 80% of the debt owed by Reliance Infrastructure Subsidiary, DAMEPL, to banks which had loaned the money to run the Airport Express line. Kerala High Court has allowed CBSE to give a retest to a Class 10 student who was given an old question paper to answer at the Mathematics Board exam held on the 28th of March. Gujarat High Court has granted interim relief to Geetanjali Gems Director Chetna Zaveri in a case where a cheque of 48 lakh rupees, signed by Zaveri, was not honoured. Bombay High Court has held that under Domestic Violence Act, the court is empowered to deviate from the prescribed procedure under DV rules or Section 125 of CRPC and to allow evidence on affidavit and cross-examination to test its veracity. Punjab and Haryana High Court has held that the interest paid on account of delayed payment of compensation cannot be subjected to TDS.